Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Anka Decker. Today, we play new music from British soprano Sarah Brightman that was inspired by her upcoming space trip. We also learn how some Californians are working to build friendships between Jews and Muslims. But first, we tell about some Americans who have found an interesting way to help local businesses and the larger economy. The American economy grew strongly this year. A big part of that growth came from the largest increase in consumer spending since the end of 2010. Christopher Cruz tells us about one new activity that is helping smaller local businesses get more of that consumer spending.
What do you get when you combine a store's need for more sales with people who live in the area and have money to spend? A cash mob. Sarah Pierce is one of many people who have come to a local business to spend money and be a part of the mob.
We're mobbing the business, so that's the cash mob.
The cash mob was organized through social media. It is like a flash mob, where large groups gather in a public area to dance. But instead of dancing, people in cash mobs are spending. We went to a cash mob planned by a group called Think Local First DC, which works to help the economy in Washington, D.C. grow. Stacy Price is the group's executive director.
Local businesses are why people stay in a community. They are the character of our community. They give back to our community. If you look at studies, we know that 68 cents to every dollar goes back into the local economy when people spend money at a local business. When you spend money at a chain store, only 37 cents go back into the local economy.
The rules of the cash mob are simple. Go to a local business at the set time, bring $20, and spend it on anything in the store. The group recently chose Pleasant Plains Workshop, a gallery that sells unique artwork and crafts. Everything in the store is made by local artists like Chris Horry.
I love my work and I like showing my work, you know, but I would be more excited about people just being able to see art, you know, just in general, you know. And for me to be able to be a part of that, to be able to add to that, I think is really cool.
Owner Christina Bilonik says the event was a huge success.
It's a win-win, and then the sales are icing on the cake.
The cash mobs organized by Think Local First DC have increased sales for local businesses in Washington by 500%. And the mob members say the events are so much fun that they look forward to being in one again and spending their money locally.
Young Muslims and Jews in Los Angeles, California are making friends with each other in an unusual way. They gather together at meetings set up by a group called New Ground. They share personal stories to help build new relationships. June Sims has details.
On this particular evening, a Muslim neurosurgeon explains to the group that he was orphaned as a child. He says he was raised by a Jewish family who insisted that he follow the Islamic faith. A Jewish woman shares childhood memories of her grandparents. They were Holocaust survivors from Eastern Europe. This is all taking place during a storytelling event organized by New Ground. Tanzila Ahmed is a Muslim from Bangladesh. She says the storytelling event helps celebrate the differences in cultures.
It's such a kaleidoscope of stories and colors and different perspectives, that when you're able to get narratives from the different communities, you can actually move the community together for a cause.
Edina Lekovic works for a Muslim support group. She says conflict in the Middle East reaches into Los Angeles and can build a wall between the Jewish and Muslim communities. She co-founded New Ground as a way to bring the two communities together.
They know how to engage one another. They have authentic relationships. And at the same time, that they're not trapped by what's going on overseas, but instead they're invested more so in what's happening here in Los Angeles.
Each year, 20 young Muslim and Jewish professionals are selected to take part in an interfaith program. The program is aimed at helping them gain the skills, relationships, and contacts necessary to affect how Muslims and Jews relate to each other in the United States. The participants attend 2-weekend gatherings and meet twice a month from November to June to learn from each other and from community leaders. At one recent gathering, a presentation on the history of Islam sparked a discussion among the latest group of New Ground fellows. Rabbi Sarah Bossen is the executive director of New Ground. She says many organizations bring Jews and Christians together, but few exist to connect Jews and Muslims.
That conversation largely hasn't begun. Like, we don't have the vocabulary to sit down at the same table in the same way that the Jewish Christian communities have worked that out over the last 50, 60 years, especially in a post-Holocaust era.
New Jewish member Abby Barash says she has made some good friends through the group.
We've already become so close, and I've only known them for like a month now, so it's become extremely valuable for me.
Actor Amir Abdullah, a Muslim, says differences between the two groups will remain.
No, Muslims and Jews aren't going to agree on everything. Heck, most Muslims aren't even going to agree with each other on everything. But if we're able to share those experiences and share how we feel, we can at least get to understand one another.
New Ground members hope these efforts to build relationships between Muslims and Jews will spread far beyond Los Angeles.
Drinking in the morning sun, blinking in the morning sun, shaking off the heavy one, oh, heavy like a loaded gun. What made me behave that way? Using words I'd never say, I can only think it must be love. Oh, anyway, it's looking like a beautiful day.
London theater goers first began hearing about Sarah Brightman in 1981. When she performed in the original production of Cats. She went on to even greater fame as the star of another beloved musical, Phantom of the Opera. Since then, Sarah Brightman has won numerous awards and sold 30 million albums. Kelly Jean Kelly tells us about her latest, Dream Chaser.
Sarah Brightman remembers watching the first moon landing in the summer of 1969. She says it changed her thinking. In her words, it actually helped me understand what it was that I had to do in life to further myself. From that moment, I started to work really hard. Dream Chaser represents that hunger for reaching goals. She says space exploration influenced her decision to make the album.
Dream Chaser.
In 2012, Sarah Brightman announced that she planned to make a space flight. Since then, she has been a cosmonaut in training with the Russian space program. She is to fly on a Soyuz rocket to the International Space Station after she finishes a world concert tour this year. The shows are to help publicize her new album. On Dream Chaser, Sarah Brightman sings the Paul and Linda McCartney song, Venus and Mars. Echo and other electronic sounds help create a sense of the huge size of space and the possibilities it holds. Brightman sings, standing in the hall of the great cathedral, waiting for the transport to come, Starship 21ZNA9.
Standing in the hall of the great cathedral, waiting for the transport to come, Starship 21ZNA9, a good friend of mine, studies the stars, Venus and Mars are alright tonight. Come away on a strange vacation.
Sarah Brightman says Dream Chaser was influenced by her cosmonaut training. It's what we do, she says. We look out at the night sky, and we dream, and we imagine, and we explore. We leave you with a song that sounds like flight itself. Here is Sarah Brightman performing Glossali, an Icelandic expression meaning bright sun. She begins with the words, there is a room, it floats above the stars. This is my home, it's filled with twisted light.
There is a room, it floats above the stars. This is my home, it's filled with twisted light.
I'm Anka Decker. Our show was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Do you have a question about American life? Send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. We'll try to answer your question on a future show.
It's time to say